So hi, everybody. We're back with our listener challenge update for the week. This week, we were going to practice vulnerability. I hope you all enjoyed hearing Dr. Chantel Thomas. She really kind of rocked my world, and I've been processing what she said to us for quite some time now. We had the challenge that we were going to tell a story that we felt caused us shame, and we want to loosen the grip of that shame so that we're more available to be vulnerable in our relationships. And Dr. Thomas talked about sometimes shame is what keeps us from being vulnerable. We all have a struggle with that. And she said, when we tell that story three times, it breaks a large amount or all of its power over us. So, Latasha.
Yes.
What did you do?
It's going to sound a little bit less like shame, but I'll just tell you what I did. I started dating online. It sounds like that is not a shameful thing, but for me, just dating has been difficult. And there's a lot of vulnerability that goes into like putting yourself out online. And does somebody think, you know, I mean, are you pretty enough, or are you slim enough, or are you whatever the bullet points on the thing, is it enough? And so oftentimes I don't talk about my desire to be married because it's just not happened. And so it feels at best elusive, not only talking about it, but attempting to do something about it, walking towards something. That is definitely something that I don't talk about, that I probably have, I would say shame. I mean, just shame about not being married and having a kid, like that kind of stuff is all kind of wrapped into one thing for me.
Is the online component of it carry shame for you? Like, did it feel like you were sort of letting the cat out of the bag by saying, hey, I'm on match.com?
Yes. I had so not that's said like that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You probably didn't want me to say what website
you
were on.
Do you know how hot it is in here?
Please
now.
Do not look up Latasha on that website, listeners.
Feel free to. Woo. That's the funniest thing that's happened to me all morning. So there's two elements. There's
two elements. Talking about the fact that you aren't married, but you would actually like to be.
That feels vulnerable. Yes. And then that I did something about it going online to match.com. Allie.
I'm so sorry.
But you know I love you.
I feel honored as a friend to receive this. Yep. So even though I didn't connect it with vulnerability challenge.
Yep. It didn't feel vulnerable.
I immediately received it as special. That you would tell me something about your dating life.
Yep.
Which I knew you to be more private about.
Yep.
And I thought, I immediately felt the impact of that as a friend. So it's neat to be on the receiving end of the vulnerability. Hey, people, your friends are going to feel amazing when you tell them your vulnerability
thing.
That's right. Because, you know, I think your friends, even if you don't say what you don't talk about, your friends know what you don't talk
about. That's right.
And so it feels interesting to violate that with a friend because it builds the relationship.
Yes. Yeah. And
that's the whole point,
That is exactly the whole point.
Touchdown.
Yay. And I felt like I can't, like there's going to be some judgment here for any number of reasons.
And instead I was like,
that's right.
Let's talk about this. I think this is great.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Which is the part about shedding the light on something that seems dark.
Right.
So I know it probably sounds trivial a little bit, but it's just a thing that is something that I don't talk about. So
I'm struggling.
Okay.
I know what I need to do. And I'm going to tell you what it is, and you're going to hold me accountable.
Great.
My oldest brother is, and always has been, close to me. Like, he's close to my heart. He is a gay man who's married to a wonderful guy named Matt. And I love them. Love both of them. I believe that my job, my faith, and my working at a church, and our never talking about what that means to them, I think has begun to create distance in our relationship. For instance, we never have discussed, except maybe right when I decided to go back to seminary, we've never talked about it again. I'm going to guess we're both afraid to enter into the conversation about what do you really think? And the truth is, what I really think is I love you and I want you my life. And but I have allowed my lack of vulnerability, my unwillingness to enter into that conversation and to push into that space and say, I love you. Mm-hmm. And if my job or my faith in Jesus is putting you off, I want to know about mm-hmm. it. I want us to be able to have that exchange. I didn't know until this week that I'm afraid he's rejecting me. Maybe he's afraid I'm rejecting him. I don't think so. Yep. Maybe he'll tell me that. Yep. I hope he doesn't feel that for me because I love him. Mm-hmm. But there is a weird relationship between Christianity and homosexuality.
That's right.
And we need to have that conversation for the sake of our relationship, because I feel like the not being vulnerable mm-hmm. is creating the distance anyway.
Yep. Yeah.
And so that is what I intend to do. And what I will tell him is, I'm afraid you're rejecting me. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's afraid of that too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I'm afraid that because of my faith and my job, that maybe on some level he rejects me. Mm. And I think I've been afraid to find that out.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, gosh, that's a big conversation, Allie.
He's a fantastic man mm-hmm. and incredible talent. And so, and he's always been very close to my heart. Mm-hmm. So it's a relationship that I treasure. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me, like deeply, deeply bothers me that I don't know if my faith and my job have created distance between us. Because there's a lot of hurt there between the church, quote unquote.
That's right.
And anyone in the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. I think, would have something to say about the, quote, church.
Yeah.
Even if they don't have something to say about me or Crossroads mm-hmm. or a specific, you just have hurt from the...
That's right.
Nut job...
That's right.
People. Christians.
That's right.
Quote unquote, who have created a lot of hurt
yep.
for that community and with individuals in that community. And I don't have any interest in being a part of mm-hmm. creating hurt in my brother's life. I've realized that there's a space here that we need to have a conversation about.
I'm excited for you because I believe that God's desire is for unity, mm-hmm. even in your family. My prayer is that not only you have a conversation with him over the phone, but at some point before the end of the year, you find yourself face to face with your brother.
Well, he's deeply loved by me. Mm-hmm. And I realize in this vulnerability challenge that I have been unwilling to be vulnerable because I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that by this conversation that I'll ruin something. But mm-hmm. the truth is, I think there's probably enough distance between us anyway because of it that it can't.
Yeah.
It can't hurt. You know, it mm-hmm. is hurting anyway, I believe. And so whether it's he has something to say to me and I just need to listen, or whether I just tell him, I love you and I'm afraid you don't love me. Mm. I'm afraid you don't love me because of my faith. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that just having faith has hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing that I want. And so I really just realized that this week, when I was forced to think about where am I not vulnerable and why, mm-hmm. It took me all week to come to an answer.
Man.
So I'm going to do it. It's going to be hard. I don't want to do this. I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid.
Well,
and so
I am going to be praying for you.
Thank you.
And I hope that others who listen to us, I mm-hmm. just hope that there are prayers that get sent your way through Instagram or through email or in any way that you see her. If you see Allie out, maybe don't like bombard her and tell her that you're going to pray for her, but maybe just give her the head nod so that she'll know that there is somebody out there that is praying. And we would love to hear from you guys this week. We would love to hear prayers for Allie, and we'd love to hear your experiences. So tell us about them on Instagram at IKR Podcast. Hashtag IKR or email us at IKR@crossroads.net. We want to hear from you and we're excited.
IKR is a production of Crossroads Church in Cincinnati, Ohio.